Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is the Ladies of Tea Talk Time, and today is February. Oh, excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry. Today is March 26, 2016, and welcome back to another show. I am so pleased, for us to be back. Again, it's warming up to be a very beautiful day. We're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The sun is out, the spring. During the week, we had a little bit of a weather issue, thunderstorms, some hail, and all of that type of stuff between last week and this week. So there has been a lot of, especially in my neighborhood, adjusters that have been out, and you can see, the little stuff on the roof. So that's a little bit of an update of what's going on in our part of the world. And as you guys can see, I am sounding much, 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 much better. So I won't sound like a little mouse this morning. However, as I said, again, we are very excited to get into this morning's topic. Last week we discussed
blended family.
Yes, blended family. Last Thank you, Dee. Hello, this is my beautiful co-host, guys.
You guys, last week was a great show, just as with any show that
we do. Yes.
But we discussed the topic of blended families, and, we addressed both sides of the coin, the struggles that relate to and reward of having blended families. And we talked about co-parenting as well within that family dynamic, as well as with the parent who does not reside in the home.
Mm-hmm.
We also had, feel like I'm trying to sneeze, but we also had a guest actor, producer,
mm-hmm.
Gail Gaboldo, who basically came in and gave us he's a Texas native, but he actually called in and gave us his own personal take from his personal experience of the topic, and we also found out a little bit about a couple of projects that he's working on, as well as an event coming up here in Dallas, Stacy, on April 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's still going to be at Azure. Doors open at 7 p.m. The review of the show, because it's going to be the last season finale of the show, which is American Crime Story, Audrey versus the People, is going to be at 9 p.m. And you guys should be seeing stuff going on in social media about that as well. I think they've already started promoting that event, and it's all in for charity, really. The viewing party and everything that they're having, the whole premise and precedent of this is to help out with three charities, so the Fort Worth, Texas Community Food Bank being one of them, and Dell's own charity, which is Always in the Club. And there is another charity that's involved, but I cannot seem to remember the name of that charity. However, guys, look out for that. That is on April the 5th. It's on a Tuesday, so, save the date. Make sure you guys look out for that. It's going to be at Azure in Addison. They're going to be selling tickets and stuff like that. Dell is going to be there. There's going to be Q&A, for interaction with him and stuff like that, because it's supposed to be the season finale of American Crime Story, OJ versus the People. So now that we've taken care of housekeeping, this morning topic is about May-December relationships. And we have been discussing this on social media as well. And a lot of people do not know what May-December relationship is, or I guess the term. And I'm going to be perfectly honest. I myself, when Dee first brought this topic to me, I've heard about relationships where there's an age gap or an age difference. But I did not know they were actually, I didn't know there was a term or an actual name for it. And, you know, so I did some little research when she first brought it to me because I was like, huh? You know, was the kind of reaction I had when she said it because, as I said, I didn't know there was a name for it. And, you know, basically what I found, and since, you know, Dee know more about this, I'm going to let her go in, but I'm just going to leave what I discovered about her, what I found is that they said, although there is not an actual age difference that defines the May-December romance, it is, the definition is that it is a relationship where the age difference is greater than what it is socially, the norm for the couple. So it could be a younger or older situation, but basically it's not the norm of what, I guess, socially we think is acceptable or the norm. Go ahead.
No, there's not an actual number that you can put on it.
Yeah, that's basically what I found in definitions that I've come across.
Maybe the trend in 30 years, maybe that the average age gap between a couple may be 10 or 15 years. Right now, that's not the case. So anytime when you find a couple and there is a age gap that is more, in my opinion, more, and I mean, the term, the definition leaves it up to your own interpretation. But to me, a age gap more than like 7 or 8 years, to me, can be considered a May-December. But I think more people would tend to agree with anything that's 10 years or older would be easily considered a May-December relationship. And that's just basically the terminology. A lot of people, when you look at it from the standpoint of sex-wise, it's not uncommon or is not as uncommon to see men marrying or dating younger women. That's, to me, is the norm. But when you see the woman is considerably older than her male counterpart, a lot of people consider her to be a cougar. If the age gap is, like I said, more than maybe 10 years, you would consider her a cougar, as opposed to if it's maybe 2 or 3 year difference. A lot of people would not define that as a May-December relationship. But again, it's based off of what your interpretation of a considerable age gap.
And, you know, honestly, I really don't like that terminology, the whole cougar thing. I know, you know, over the years or as time goes by, the generations and whatnot, we find different words to define different things. And I wouldn't necessarily call that person a cougar. I've never really been a fan of the word when it first came out because I'm like, relationships to me are about compatibility. And does age really matter when it comes to compatibility-ness? If you find compatibleness with someone that is, say, 5 years younger than you or 5 years older than you, and it works, then that relationship just works because I think it's about the compatibleness and the connection between the two people. You know, when they put a whole cougar situation on it, it then, I think, take away from, you know, the seriousness and maybe even the actual connection that the two people have. You know, it becomes like it's more like of a sex thing. You know, I guess maybe that's what bothers me about it. Then it takes away from what the relationship really is versus it being a genuine thing and not about sex.
Right. And what a lot of people, and I was unaware of this until I did my own research. A lot of times, you know, when you refer to, you know, I don't know if there is a term for men that
I've never heard of it. I was searching too because I was like, that's one of the things. I was like, okay, so it always seems as if there's more of a scrutiny and an eyebrow raise for women because if you're talking, because remember, they're not only called cougar. There are sometimes if the man is much older and she's much younger, and if he has maybe a little bit of an establishment or wealth, then she's called a gold digger. and right. that type of things. But I could not for the life of me find anything that for a man. And it may be because, you know, not just from the Western world standpoint, but if you go even to the other part of the world, like East Asia and all of those other cultures, it's very common in those cultures, especially, you know, 20 years ago, I'm not quite sure what it is now, for you to find older men with younger women, you know, especially sometimes when those men are thinking about wanting children or to carry on the name of the generation. They married younger women a lot. Those things are very common amongst common for them. So, you know, it's acceptable, I guess. It's more acceptable in other cultures. But for some reason, in the Western culture, women are given a label and call all type of names, can't talk this morning, if they may marry or find a partner. And I'm not saying all of them is, some of them, the situation may not be valid, that they may have ulterior motives, but who knows?
But, yeah, you're right. There's not a, and I would challenge anyone to go and try to find a term for the male counterpart. And I mean, for a cougar, there's no word for that. And a cougar, by definition, which is, there's an informal definition for it, but it basically refers to a woman who is older that seeks out younger men for sexual gratification. So a lot
right.
of times, even in conversation, people are unaware that the term that they're using is not fully representative of what they're trying to express.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times you'll see an older woman with a younger man, and that's her husband. And obviously that relationship was not, you don't because you want to have sex with them.
Right.
You know, so that term is widely misused, but it basically refers to a woman who is older that just wants to have sex with younger men. And that's the term of that's the definition of a cougar. But there is not really a term for men or women that I've been able to find that characterizes a man or a woman who seeks out a love interest that has a considerably, that is either considerably younger or older. But with that being said, there's a lot of successful relationships like this that exist. I know some women that will only date older men. I know some women that will only date younger men. You know, and it definitely comes down to, in my opinion, your own preference. I know people that would not even consider dating someone so much older than them because they feel maybe there's a compatibility issue or issues with intimacy issues. But I want to know what your take is on the topic of May-December relationships. Do you think, for one, how do you feel about it personally? Are you to it? Number one. Number two, what do you consider a May-December relationship? What does that age gap look like to you?
Good question, Dee. Oh, I feel like I'm in the hot seat right now. But for me, I actually don't have a problem with it. Because personally, I've always been a woman or a young woman that has been attracted to older men. So at one point, my mother was very scared and panicky, you know, because she thought I was going to end up with my dad. And for me, it was always because I was, you know, scientifically, we know, and biologically, girls mature quicker than boys. We just do. But it wasn't just that I was physically more mature. I was always more mentally mature, too. So when it comes to the age, my own age group, I find that I didn't have much in common with them. We always butt heads. It's, you know, what they were offering on the dinner table was not enticing to my palate at all. I had no hunger for it. I had no desire for it. And I find that older men is who I seem to gel with and who had more, I had more in common with from a mental perspective, you know, maturely, where my thinking, my views, and where I was trying to go and what I wanted, they were what were more attractive to me. So I went through a stage where all I dated was older men. I found them very attractive. I think they're very distinguished. I like them. And I have dated guys my own age, but then again, here we are. I keep bumping heads with them. So that's been my experience and my take when it comes to the May-December relationship. And I guess to answer the second part of your question about what is the cutoff age or the cutoff limit, for me, like right now, I'm 34. I'll be 35 this year. As I say it, I think somebody probably 57 or so, you know, somewhere up there, I think it would be too old for me at this point, because I still have, not that somebody in their 50s is not living their life or not willing to live their life and experience certain things and do all of that type of stuff. However, I feel for me where I'm at this point, because it sometimes my goals in terms of relationship, my viewpoint change the older I get. And at this point, I still think that I have a lot of living that I would love to do, and I really don't want to go to bed at 9 o'clock, you know. So with that being said, you know, when people get to a certain age, especially when you're accustomed to doing certain things and you're setting your ways and all of that type of stuff, what I find in the past maybe 2 years or so, when I think of older men and I start looking at them, you know, it was a little bit different when I was in my 20s. Now I realize a lot of them are setting their ways, that they're accustomed to doing certain things, you know, and they just want companionship now. They want to stay in and, you know, all of that type of stuff. And I'm still a young woman in my prime that I want to travel. I want to stay up late if I need to and all of that good stuff. And, you know.
Now, don't get it twisted. A lot of older people, men and women, even during retirement age, that's when they are traveling.
No. As I said, it doesn't go for that doesn't apply for everybody, and I'm not saying that they're not living their life and they're experiencing things in their 50s. I'm just saying for the past 2 years, some of the people that I've come across seem to me that they're kind of stuck in, they're setting their ways in terms of they're accustomed to doing certain things. They love routines and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, you know, I had to scale it back a little bit, you know, and say, okay, maybe 48 around there is the cutoff. I can't go above, you know, because, you know, it's what I'm saying. But it doesn't apply to everybody, so let me throw that disclaimer out there, because I know a lot of older people that are traveling, enjoying their life, forget about the grandkids and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
So what does the May-December age look like for you? Do you consider 5 years? Is it 10? When do you consider a relationship a May-December type of love?
The fact that I was trying, when you first brought it to my attention, because I said I've known about the relationship, I have had the relationship myself, I just didn't know there was a name for it. I tried to figure out when I was looking, and I couldn't quite specifically find as any age group. But I guess I would categorize it, you know, just by my own experience or thinking about even other couples and family, even in my members of my family that are married to older people or younger people, that I would say it's probably anywhere if the person is maybe 7 years older than you or more is what I would call a May-December relationship.
Okay.
Is what I was saying. And, you know, when I think about it in the terms of, if you think of the 12 months in a year, I was kind of even trying to rationalize it that way. So I would say it's probably anybody that's 7 years older than yourself or younger is how I would categorize it. So.
Okay, that's fair enough. For me, I would say around that. I would say around 6 or 7 year difference between the two. There's no, in my opinion, there's no real, like it says by definition, it's based off of what society norm is. But I think anywhere 7 years and up, I would consider that a May-December relationship. I feel that May-December relationships can work just as easy as any other relationship. You have to have two willing people that have the same objective and goal in mind as it relates to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be willing, flexible, and have some type of compatibility.
Right.
You know, I think so easily people characterize people in a different generation group as either they're too young, they haven't lived life, you know, or they're too old, they wouldn't understand me or what I have going on. I think some of the most damning things that a person can do in a relationship is in these type of relationships is cite the age difference as an issue, as a reason for issues in the relationship. I've never been in a May-December relationship, and I really can't say if that is by choice or not. Maybe it's by circumstance. The oldest or the largest age gap I've ever dated was 3 years older than I am. So I haven't had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I know of people, like I have a very, very good close friend of mine who's she's dating a guy, and they are I think 11 or 12 years apart, and they get along well. It's just it works, it clicks. It's as if their level of understanding of each other and acceptance of each other goes beyond any age barrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just beyond. She's younger than him, but a lot of things that he does, she's like, oh, he's childish. Mm-hmm. You know, and on the reverse, he's like, well, you're too stiff. You're too, you know, you're too rigid, you know. So with that being said, a lot of times when we look at someone's age, it really does not define who they are, especially when it comes to being in a relationship. I think everyone should be open just as much as a person should be open to dating people outside of their race. I think you should be open because you really don't know where you can find true love. And true love may be, you know, that person may have been in high school when you were finishing up your first marriage, you know, or might have been in grade school mm-hmm. as you were walking across the stage for your college graduation. I think when people limit themselves, they basically put themselves in a box and basically could miss out on, you know, a good life and a good, loving, lasting relationship. With Mr. or Mrs. Wright.
Well, you know, to go back to the first aspect of our show, we were talking about that we weren't able to find terms necessarily for men, like how you frequently hear terms. You know, to one of our supporters and always, you know, chiming in and stuff like that. So I got a message, and one of the terms that she brought to my attention, which I didn't know, is called indigo, and that's for men who date younger women. They only date younger women. And another term that she was saying is also commonly used, I guess, in the urban community, is for sugar daddies, when younger women date older men. Like, that's the term. I guess that is another term that is also used.
So what was the first term? Indigo?
Yes, and that is for men who date younger women. They only
Could
date
you
younger women.
I-N-D-I-G-O?
Yes, D-I-N-G-O.
Okay, you learn something
new every day. Right, because I didn't, when I was looking, I kept searching for articles, I Googled, and, you know, sugar daddy, I've heard of sugar daddy, but it didn't even cross my mind when I was thinking about this, you know, as sugar daddy, because I just look at that. I was more trying to focus on actually real relationships, you know, that have to do with compatibleness and genuine relationship, and it's not about you wanting to be with somebody for monetary reason or something like that. So I sugar daddy term I've heard of, but I didn't even think about it because I was more focusing on the fact that when I thought of May-December relationships, I was thinking about genuine relationships, genuine things, you know, compatibleness, that these two people are invested into this and it's not there for monetary or whatever reason. But, yeah, so thanks to, you know, shout out to Trevelia. Oh, and there is another, hold on one second. I'm trying to read all the messages here because there's another terminology thing that she added to it. And I guess look up M-A-N-T-H-E-R. So I guess that also goes along with the other word.
There we go. Thank you. That's it. I love our listeners.
Yeah,
Trevelia
is the bomb.
Okay. Thanks, T.
Yes,
yeah, Mantha, that's it. The male version of a cougar.
Oh.
And it is a negative terminology. It says an older man who preys on younger women.
Huh.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay. A man of middle age who actively seeks casual, often sexual companionship of younger women, typically less than 35 years old. And then it says by implication, a sexual predator.
Okay. So it is. So it has a negative perspective too. Just like cougar, like we feel about cougar, that it's you know, it's using a negative term. Or even though when people loosely use the word, sometimes it doesn't fit the situation. They just use it because it's the most commonly used word to describe when an older woman is with a younger man or a younger partner or husband.
Right. And, like, these age gaps are seen widely, especially in Hollywood. You have a lot of older men and women dating or even marrying younger women. And men, I'm trying to say it both ways.
But don't you think, though, from my viewing or from, you know, we not knowing them, but from us from the outside looking in a lot of those relationships, though, I can actually see how they worked. And they were genuine, real relationships, like Celine Dion and her husband. You know, what's his name? Oh, my gosh, I can't remember his name right now. Anyways, that was a genuine relationship. And even though people thought that it was a little bit bizarre and kind of, you know, maybe perverted because he watched her grow up, in a sense, because he knew her since she was 12 years old. And then he later became her husband and the father of her children. I think they had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I admire Renee was his name. I admire Renee and Celine's relationship. And even though people thought it was a little bit, you know, perverted or whatever, because he knew from she was 12 years old, it's that you spend so much time with this person. And, you know, and this, he knew her better than anyone else. Not only that he helped to steer her career and he was also managing her and all of that type of stuff. But I don't think anybody knew that person any better. And that genuine love that woman had for that man, I don't think anybody else could have loved him any better, you know. And she probably admired him, too, a little bit. But I had liked their union. And you had Michael Douglas and Catherine.
Zeta-Jones.
Right. She's much younger than he is as well. I think they had also a genuine relationship, and they were married for years, too, like Selena and her husband, but Renee passed away from cancer.
Well, even Donald Trump and his wife, Melania, the age gap between them.
But let's not use Donald Trump. Donald Trump is known for dating younger women because Donald Trump, I don't even care. Donald Trump is the kind of man that I put in the category because he has money. Because if Donald Trump is not attractive in my opinion. He is far from attractive. And he is, personality-wise, based on what I've seen, he's intolerable too. So Donald Trump, if he didn't have that kind of money, I don't think Donald Trump would have been able to pull somebody like her. So you do have men that use their money and wealth and status to pull younger women just because. You know, I really don't think Donald Trump, girl. Anyway,
but yeah, the age gap between the two of them is 24 years. The same with Sylvester Stallone and his beautiful wife. Jennifer Flavin,
yeah. Russell Simmons is another person, too, that only dates younger women. He only dates younger women. The model that he's dating right now, he's like 20 years older than her, if not more. Yeah, because I think he's in his 60s now, and she's still in her 30s.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it's basically on, you know, a person's personal preference. Solange knows Beyonce's sister, who got married
yep.
about 2 years ago, I believe. And her husband is considerably older than her. The age gap with them is 23 years. She was 28,
right. Mm-hmm.
And he was 51. So, you know, you can find love anywhere.
Right. Her sister, too. There's a big age gap between her sister, our sister as well, and her husband. Beyonce and Jay-Z, what is it, like a 12 years, 15-year difference somewhere along there?
Yes. Beyonce and Jay-Z, because Beyonce is in her 30s and Jay-Z is in his 40s. So there is a considerable age gap.
And they both dated these men for years before they actually got married, because I think Solange was with her guy for 5 years before they got married, somewhere around there. And I think her sister was around the same, too, around 4 years or something like that, between 4 and 5 years. So these are genuine relationships. Like, I have respect for relationships that I see that are genuine relationship, and I can see the compatibleness. And I actually was not – I know Solange got a little bit of flack from, you know, people in social media and whatnot about the age difference. But I actually, even not knowing her, but just knowing what I know of her in the public eye, I could see it. Because she's always seemed to be to me like a free-spirited person, a very mature young lady. I thought she was even way more mature than her sister, even just watching her in interviews and the way how she talked about certain things and stuff like that. And it could be, too, because she had a little bit more life challenges, stuff to overcome and to deal with that her sister did. But I could see that happening, you know, because she had a baby and a teenager and stuff like that with a younger person. And, you know, probably that experience, too, taught her that maybe she's more compatible with somebody that is much older than herself, because mentally that's where she is.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of challenges that comes with dating someone that is either so much older or so much younger than you, you know, and it just depends on how you're able to manage those issues. One thing is you cannot ignore the age gap when it comes to experiences, life experiences. Yeah, life changes over the years, and what may have been prevalent or an issue, you know, for society, you know, maybe 10 years ago, may have missed you if you weren't at that point in your life. But I really feel that life experiences can pose a challenge. Maybe if you're dating someone that is younger than you or the person is older than you, they may look at some of your views and beliefs as a little bit, lack of a better word, a little bit immature. I wouldn't even necessarily say immature. They may look at what you've addressed or dealt with in life and chalk that up to a lack of experience. Another issue may be if either one of you care what people on the outside may think of the legitimacy of the relationship. Say, for instance, if you're a younger woman and you fall for a guy that may be 10 or 15 years older than you or even your parents' age, they may have children that are your age, if not older, mm-hmm. or if not a little bit younger, who may think that you're dating this their mom or dad because of any of an ingenuine or a less than genuine reason. When you may really and truly be into this person, others may look at you and say, you know, what is this person's objective? Why is he interested in my mom who is 25 years older than him? Is he in it for the money?
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
And the same with, and we saw that play out, and we see that play out all the time in our personal lives. Maybe it's someone that you know, or even in, even as it relates to celebrities. One celebrity couple that I can think of that the press gave a lot of flack to was when Anna Nicole Smith ended up marrying J. Howard Marshall. And everybody was, you know, wondering why would this beautiful woman in her 20s at the time really and truly, how could she be in love with this elderly man? I believe when they met, I believe he was in his 70s.
I think he was a little bit older than that.
You know, it's just ridiculous for a lot of people to believe that he was she was genuinely in love with him. And so she had a major battle even after he died. They were only married for a year before he died. They married in 94, and you're absolutely right. He was 90.
Yeah, he was well, in all honesty and fairness, Dee, I know sometimes, you know, as society and as a people, we can be judgmental and we can form our own opinions about something. But when I honestly look at Anna Nicole's relationship with that man, there is no way. I had to say I was on the bandwagon with the rest of the folks. That's not a relationship that I believe. I cannot wrap my mind around it or even think. Not that she didn't have care for this person, but love, like she was. I mean, I honestly could see the reason that why his son was angry. I could see the whole everything about, you know, everything about it was very suspicious. And then also her behavior up to the time of this man's death, she was never there. She was never, this is not a woman that genuinely, to me, that's not love. You know, she was not at his bedside helping it and taking care of him. She wasn't there. And this is with somebody that you supposedly love and was your husband.
Yeah, there was a 63-year age difference.
He was
89. She was 26. Their marriage lasted 14 months. Now, of course, that's an extreme example. But when people see an age gap, a lot of times, regardless if they voice it or not, a lot of times people are wondering, okay, is this truly a genuine love, or is the younger person for financial gain? And that's really the, or does this person really care about their significant other? or is this just a phase or a passing time? I know, like, my mom and dad, they're divorced. My mom is remarried. I know my dad is dated, but I would definitely have a problem if my dad, I want my dad to find love, but I would definitely have a problem if my dad married someone that was close to my age. I would have a problem with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. I definitely would, because I'd be like, okay, I wouldn't date anybody my dad's age. My dad's 60.
Okay.
So I would look at that as what's, you know, what I would look at that. I would express my opinion about it and views, but at the end of the day, it would be his choice. But yeah, I would look at that differently, or look at that kind of awkward.
What if it's a scenario or a situation where you actually genuinely get to know this individual and you realize that maybe she is a genuine person, have no ulterior motive? Would you still be okay with it?
I mean, you have to as an adult, if you rationalize in your mind that this is a good person. But I'm just saying, I would still voice my opinion, because I would have to know about the situation before I met her.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I'd be like, oh, okay, Dad, let me find you somebody around 50. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would be like. But again, that goes to speaking to how family and friends naturally want to look out for you and hope that you don't get involved in a situation where the person really isn't genuinely into you. And a lot of times people feel that way, if there's such a big age difference.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's understandable. So you have never had or experienced a date, made a similar relationship yourself then?
No, I haven't. What I won't do, I'm not opposed to dating people, anyone older, but I would never in life, and this is probably one of the few nevers that I can say confidence, is date anyone too much younger than, I mean, we have to be the same age. When the youngest person I dated, I ended up marrying him, and we was just a couple months apart.
Okay.
But I know I would be that person that would be, if there was a challenge or, you know, a difference of opinions about a perspective, I'll be the one to be like, oh, you haven't lived life long enough. That would be me. I understand. So I could not, I would not be interested in anyone younger than me. That may be ignorance, and that may be, again, speaks to what I said earlier about missing out. But for me, that is not my cup of tea, just as much as Russell Simmons don't like women his age.
Yeah, Russell Simmons don't. But, you know, I can say, as I mentioned before, I talked to you about before, when we first started the show earlier, that I've always been attracted to older men for some odd reason. So in my earlier 20s, all I dated was older men. And I'm not talking a age group. I mean, they were in their probably late 30s, and I'm still in my not even 26 yet. And one of those relationships, I would have to say that we were very compatible. I only had one issue, and it's the fact that it's because he was married before, and he didn't want to get married again. And for me, I'm like, okay, well, I've never been married, and I would like to get married, and you know, especially with my faith and everything else, the whole shacking up thing sort of situation is not what I want to do. It's not what I envision for my life. It's not anything that I'm willing to entertain or compromise. So that's the problem we had, why our relationship never progressed. Because, you know, he had a really bitter ending to his marriage and all of that type of stuff. So he felt like he didn't want to get married again because he didn't want to go through that situation again. And I'm like, well, I'm not her. And I can't promise you forever because none of us know what life holds, but I certainly know that I do want to get married. But it was a very good experience. as I said, mentally we're on the same page. We enjoy the pretty much the same things, you know, nice, chill, because, you know, I'm not the club person. He was not into that either. Nice, you know, jazz setting, chill setting. We had a lot in common. We had fun together. That was just the only issue, and that was the reason why our relationship never progressed. It was because of that. But it's, you know, for me, all the experiences I had have not been. I think I've only had really one bad experience, and that's because that person was just not who they claimed they were anyways. But, you know, but other than that, I think they're fantastic. They you know, you, there is more to me when you, I think about even younger men. Right now, young guys are so all over the place. They have no, some of them, not all of them, but some of them, they have no confidence in their manhood, who they are, where they're trying to go, what they're trying to be. Is they're still lost, and they're all sucked up right now in this, what we're into, you know, just want to party, just want to test out this flavor, that flavor, and nothing serious, nothing concrete. You know, they're into, they can't, they don't even value communication, all that type of stuff. So I find that when you get around older men, it's like they're different. You know, some of them still hold these good old-fashioned values in terms of how to court a woman, because we have, that's another show, you know, how it really is to court a woman, how it is to communicate with a woman, how it is to treat her. And that type of situation, a lot of them are still good for that. You can still get those good old-fashioned type of thing out of them. You know, probably some of them are struggling with the issue that I mentioned, because some of them may have been married, some of them are widowed or whatever it is, and they're still a little bit maybe jaded from those situations. But other than that, I think they're fantastic. It's just my opinion. I'm done now.
So would you ever date someone younger than you?
Oh, gosh, that's a stretch. I don't know. He has to have been, the Lord, my Savior, would have to point him out and say yes. So.
Well, I mean, when we look at it, because you do
know,
have older,
I don't
there are
know
older these. Guys that are not mature.
Right.
True. So I think it has to do with
one's maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're right, but it's so very rare and very hard to find a younger person that is very mature, that is, you know, have their wits about them, that has their confidence, you know, their drive, know who they are, where they're going, what they want to be, what they're trying to accomplish, you know, have that, you know what I'm talking about, that thing about them. It's very rare to come across. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it's very rare. And maybe if I come across that person, then definitely I would consider it and say yes. But until then, when somebody tells me, you know, I said I'm 34 and you approach me and you're 25 or 26, my eyebrows goes up, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is it that's, what, you know, what you want. Because, you know, I'm not into the fun and games. I'm not into the foolishness. I'm way, 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 way too old for that. I can't do it. But, you know, as I said, I'm not saying it doesn't exist that you don't have some young, intelligent brothers out there or men in general that are about their business. And, you know, because I have heard of women who have found love in younger men, and they're you know, they're mature guys, so, and all of that type of stuff. And they say they balance them out. You know, like the woman may say she's a little bit, can be a little bit rigid and not willing to enjoy life like how she used to, and that person balances her out in that sense, you know, where he's like, let's do this, let's do that, you know, a reminder what it is to be, keep her young, I guess, and youthful and vibrant and everything. But everything else, they still are compatible across the board in everything else, whether it's their spirituality, their emotional needs, and all of that good stuff.
Well, do you have any? I personally have not experienced an age gap. I do find those type of relationships to be rather interesting whenever I meet a couple that they have been together for a while, a long time, married or not, and that the guy or the woman, they have this big age gap. I've always been, it kind of intrigues me as to what is the driving force behind this. How does this work? And it makes me feel that it is genuine when you have a long-term history of a sustainable relationship, as opposed to, you know, maybe they've just been together for a couple of months. Mentally, for me, I wonder, okay, well, how long is this going to last? But when I see a married couple that have been together for, you know, 10 or 15 years, and there's a 10 or 15-year age gap, and you see a lot of that in the church as well, there's a huge age gap. All you can do, or all that anyone can do at that point, even naysayers in the beginning, all you can do is respect that they have been able to conquer and to conquer any type of issues and remain as one, remain a union. I've always said, like I said, it's always kind of perplexed me when I've seen such a huge age gap, especially when the woman is considerably older than the man.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought about my cousin, that she would have been perfect for this segment, because their union, when I look throughout the family, is one of the union that I absolutely respect and admire. We always tease him whenever he comes around, our husband, and say that we're all going to duplicate him for the rest of, for the, try to see if we can duplicate his characteristics and, you know, who he is, and try to see if we can make husbands for the rest of the females that are in the family. Because there is a, I think it's anywhere, I think it's between 12 and 15 years age gap between them. That's my cousin Paula, and my we call him Uncle Nathan. She's married to Nathan. And she is, he is, I don't, it's between 12 to 15 years older than she is. And they've been married since, well, they were married before that, I think 2 years before that, but then they had the big wedding. So I always only remember the big wedding dates, which is since 1999. They've been married. Yeah.
That's what, 17 years?
Right. Two boys. And when I tell you, Dee, that I have never, well, not say never, but that's one of the closest that I've come to seeing, like, that genuine, true love that two people have for each other, because we didn't get it either. Just like you were saying, you were questioning. I remember, because I was a teenager at the time when they got together, and I remember coming to the States, and, well, she came to Jamaica because she was so excited, and she came down to tell all the family that was there that she, you know, found a love and she's getting married and everything like that. And then we were all like, you know, and then I remember Nathan, when he came to Jamaica the first time, and I'm looking at Nathan, I'm looking at Paula, and I'm like, oh, you know, because, you know, Paula said, you're looking at this young, attractive, you know, hourglass figure, just, you know, bombshell. And then I'm looking at Nathan, and I'm like, what the cheesy did you say to my cousin, you know? And then, and all of everybody, I mean, from uncles, everybody, we never got it. No, I don't think anybody got it. Until when we all came up for those of us who came from Jamaica, from Venezuela, from Canada, we came from everywhere, because everybody was in, they had the wedding in Florida. So everybody came from all over the world for this wedding, and it was like a whole long week situation. And to spend that week with him, they, we had like different things set up for to do, so everybody get an opportunity. The younger girls, we got an opportunity to spend some time with him and his brother. So, and then we got to know the man, and we understood it. And over the years, every time one of us talk about, oh, my gosh, we can't wait till we get married, we said we can't wait till we find us a Nathan. Because one of the things that we asked her as younger, when we all gather, when we're making our little flower things and whatnot, we went to Michael's and making stuff for the wedding, and we were trying to figure out, like, why? You know, because we're just looking at the physicality, you know, of her beauty. And, you know, not that he's not handsome, but, and the youthfulness. And she's like, he is solid. She has never met another solid, genuine person, and somebody that looks at her with a love that makes her feel like she is perfect in his eyes.
you know, and she's a daddy's girl. So she said she was looking for the same kind of love that her dad, you know, when her dad looked at her like, you're perfect in my eyes, you can do no wrong. And she found that in him. And when we, as I said, when we all were able to sit around and get to know Nathan, then we were like, we got it. It's so quick. He will drop anything in a heartbeat. When it comes to her, that's where you see the arms go up, and that man will go back to back because this is my heart. You know, this is everything. And he was somebody that was married before too. But it was like when he found her, as he said, when he found her, he felt like he found his soulmate. You know, it's like God prepared, his words were, she literally was made for him. He felt like she was created and made for him, even though there was such a big age gap and they had to travel across country to find each other because Nathan grew up in Kenya. She grew up in Jamaica, migrated to Canada. So it took a world apart to bring them together. But, yeah, I just thought about her as you were talking.
Oh, wow. Get love. I mean, you can find it anywhere. You just got to be open to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's tons of scholarly articles out there, especially on Psychology Today, that addresses this issue. I mean, there's literally all you have to do if you are considering or in a May-December type romance, marriage, or relationship. I encourage you to go and Google May-December relationships, and I'm telling you, tons of articles basically discuss this overall issue, not issue, this overall type of love affair. And I can say collectively on reading the site, some of the main core points that they drive home is understanding how to have the communication or conversation about health, the overall health issue, assuming just because the person is maybe considerably older than you, don't readily assume that they're about to cork over and die. You may be the one the next couple of years that they may to be willing to take off and take care of. But the health conversation definitely needs to be addressed, especially when a relationship becomes extremely serious. If you're, say, for instance, in your 40s, dating someone in their, you know, maybe 20 years older than you in their 60s, heck, people have health problems in their 30s.
Or 20s.
That may come to roost in their 40s, you know. So don't readily assume that this person, you're only going to have 5 to 10 good years of life with them. Just have the open conversation about health issues, and also with yourself, think, can I see this person still being there for me if I have to go through a medical procedure? Can I see this person being compassionate enough for me to where when I am down that I'm not in a situation kind of like Anna Nicole Smith? Because I believe when her husband was ill, at his illest, she was traveling and partying and things of that nature. Think, do I really want this person, or can I see this person truly loving me for who I am, even if I have to get one of my limbs cut off? So the conversation about health, that's a common theme. Also talked about family involvement and what type of influence you allow your family to have on your decision. And then most importantly, another article I remember discussed about talking about prenuptials, having a prenup if necessary, or a discussion as to who gets what. So you're not surprised if you are to get nothing. And you have that conversation if that person is upset that you're giving everything to your kid. You know, that's a common theme. And lastly, security. If you're dating someone that's older than you, he or she may feel a little bit intimidated or insecure when it relates to you being out or hanging out with people around your age. Hopefully that person's secure enough in themselves to that where that won't even necessarily be an issue. On the same token, if you're a woman and you're younger and you're dating an older guy, find out where his head is at, because he may want to trade you in for a newer model in the next 5 or 10 years. So a conversation to balance, to address the issues of health, the comfortability or security of that person is within themselves and the relationships, and also understand that family's advice and input is important, but do not allow it to basically have a impact or a negative impact on your relationship. But like I said, there's tons of articles out there that addresses any issues that you may experience being in this type of relationship.
That is true. Very interesting. Surprisingly, they mentioned the whole prenup thing, because for me, the whole prenup thing seemed to be a conversation that a lot of people are having, whether it's a May or December relationship situation. It's just that anytime it comes to wealth and money, or one person having a significant amount of wealth or money over the next person, that always seems to pop up in any relationship right now. So that one I wouldn't too much stress over if I was in a May-December relationship, because I would say, I'm not in it for that. So, but those are some valid and great points that you made and brought up. Thank you for bringing us out there, which are all genuine and valid points. And as Dee mentioned before, and, I'm just going to echo it because I agree, is that just have an open mind. Whether it's a younger or older situation, have an open mind, because love knows no age, in my opinion, and it knows no color. And you never know, life will surprise you sometimes. You never know where you can find that love or that soulmate or whatever you're seeking. I think it's about compatibility-ness. I think it's about two people that are actually wanting to genuinely take the journey of life together and to see where it takes them when you have the same interests, the same goals, the same desire, and you're headed in the same direction. And it works. It just works regardless of the age, whether it's older or younger or whichever race you find it in. I just say have an open mind to it, be open to it, and just live life. It's very short, so just live life and live the life that is right for you. And that's the only thing I can add, right now as we go towards the close of the show. So that's my take on the May-December relationship thing. But
it was just, I will say this, It was weird for me, because I've always heard of it being referred to May-December relationships. And it was funny that a lot of our followers posted this morning. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of dialogue there, people not knowing exactly what a May-December relationship is. Fran basically says, I don't agree with that. I'm into long-term relationships.
Yes,
so
oh my gosh.
I looked at it, and I just,
hi, Fran.
I said, that's too cute. And yes, I thought about that. I was like, yeah, I'm with you too, Fran. I need somebody for June, January, February, March, and April.
Yes,
and
I was cracking up too. I thought that was hilarious.
But Fran, CJ Johnson was like, what is it? But and the same thing with Vicky. That's pretty much what it is. It's an age gap that is considered outside of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Between a man and a woman, or a person in a relationship. So, so we basically we yapped for the most part, but we did give our take on it. Like I said, there's plenty of information on it. Thank you, Trevelia, for giving us those terms and terminologies, because I really couldn't find anything that was opposite of cougar. So now we know the term, which no one uses. I've never heard that term.
I've never heard of, what is it?
Manther.
Manther and indigo. But I think they're related.
Indigo.
I think they're related, is basically what she was saying, like in some different culture, but it means the same thing. I have to go back and read all the messages that she was sending me as she was listening. But thank you, Trevelio, for that, for Manther. I've never heard of it because I kept looking. I was searching, trying to find something opposite for it because I was like, there's all these things for women. You know, what about the men? You know, and as I said, I knew the sugar daddy term, but I didn't relate it to May-December relationship because I was more thinking in my head when Dee first brought it to me that this is about genuine relationship. It just happens that there's an age gap between the couple. So, you know, for me, sugar daddy is a little fly-by term for girls who actually only seek out the attention of men to get money out of them or whatever it is. They're not really seriously interested. It's not a relationship. So that's the reason why I didn't even put that on my radar.
Right, because we were generally talking about genuine
relationships. Yeah, that it just happened to be an age group, so that's why I didn't. But, but I thank Trevelio, though, for that word. I definitely. So
I'm
going to
use it the moment I learn. The moment I can figure it where it is relevant in my conversation I'm going to use that term because that needs to be circulated as much as they call women cougars who are dating younger men. J-Lo, I know, is one person they love to call a cougar, and the same with beautiful Halle Berry. So
yeah.
I don't think they're cougars.
I don't think they're older women who enjoy love.
Mm-hmm. And
because
that's who they end up with.
Because you have to look at it, J-Lo and both Halle Berry, they were married to men of their own peers before, you know. They were married to men of their own peers before. It's just that now, recently, the relationships that they've been enjoying just happen to be with younger men. But
yeah.
J-Lo's two marriages that she had, is it two?
She was married to Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony, and she was married prior to Mark Anthony, before she became a household name.
She was married to Chris Judd.
Yeah, but before him, before she became a household name, when she was just a backup dancer on Living Colors and, you know, getting a break in upcoming, and she did around the time
she was married to that guy for just
one
year.
She was married before, but he was also her age category, you know.
All three of her marriages, these men were her age, if not older.
Exactly. So, you know, I just think it's nowadays, you know, maybe her priority have changed, or maybe just the way what she has learned in life is what has changed her mind. And same, I could say the same for Halle Berry as well. Halle Berry, husbands before in the relationship she were having before were with men her own age. And Halle Berry is a woman that I can say have dated every man of probably every race you can think of. She has dated Black, she updated Hispanic, you know. Now she's, I think, the child that she has with her husband, I think that one is Italian. This new guy that she's with, that she's engaged to, I think he's French. So Halle Berry does not discriminate when it comes to race, culture, or age group. I think she's just a woman that enjoys love, being genuinely in a relationship that she genuinely feels that she is in love with this person loves her, and they're compatible, and that they're getting what they need from each other. That's how I see Halle Berry, to be perfectly honest.
And even with Mariah Carey, her first husband was considerably older than she was. He was Tommy Mottola, music exec. After that, she married Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon, you know, that relationship ended in divorce as well. Nick Cannon is considerably younger than she is. I think there was, nine or 10 year age gap. And then she is now married to.
Well, they're not
guy.
Married, they're engaged.
I have, okay. Well, she has another, a new guy, and he is super rich. He's a billionaire, and he's older. So she went from older to younger to older. And I just really don't necessarily, she's not even in the category of cougar. She just ended up marrying somebody that was younger than her.
And I thought they were, from the outside looking in, just knowing the playful spirit of who Nick Cannon is and such a, you know, comedian, a comic personality, I thought they kind of balanced out each other because Mariah Carey looked like she, you know, seemed to be the diva type and whatnot. I could see that he's probably the one in the relationship that may have, you know, humbled her and brought her down a notch, keep her grounded, I thought, in my opinion. I thought they, compatibility, just looking at it from the outside in, that it worked.
I didn't think they was going to be married long.
Oh, you didn't think they were going to be married long?
Mm-mm. The way she talked to him, I did not. The way she was talking to him, I think they were together on, I don't know if it was Ellen, on a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she talked to him, it just seemed like lasting long. But, you know, it is what it is. May, December, relationships. That was today's topic. I definitely hope that you enjoyed it today.
I did.
If you are in a May-December relationship and you want to share your story with us, definitely reach out to us on, you can go to our website, ttalktime.com, and do a contact us and drop down and put in your experience. If you want to add, or if you have a show idea or suggestion, you can use that form as well. You can reach out to us also on social media. We are on Facebook and Twitter as ttalktime. It's the same across the board. Stacey, anything else to add?
No, that's it. Thank you guys again for tuning in once again. We know that there are many things you possibly could be doing with your Saturday, but you choose to spend it here with us, and we do sincerely appreciate your time. We appreciate your continued support, you know, over these past months. So, yeah, guys, thank you very much. We love and appreciate you dearly. And as Dee said, if you have any show idea, shows topic, anything you want to hear us discuss or talk about, just reach us to us on social media and invite other people to listen in with you on Saturday as well. You know, invite other people to call in with you as well. You know, tell 5 other people about the show. But thank you guys, and we love and appreciate you again. We're Tea Talk Time across the board in social media. Like our fan page, you know, hit us up. We want to hear from you guys. And, you know, and that's it. And, you know, we had a great show. I definitely know I learned something. We hope, and something that we may have said, that somebody else may have learned something as well or had a better understanding of something or appreciate something. We try to be as authentic as we possibly can and find realistic and real-life experiences to share with you whenever we do the show. So, yeah, we that's it.
All right, everyone, have a good evening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, and happy Resurrection Sunday to everybody. Be safe. Enjoy, kiddos, enjoy your Easter hunt, because I know that's what it is for you guys. And for everyone else, just be safe and have a great weekend. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you later.
Bye.